You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNabb. Rescuers have pulled a two-week-old baby girl, together with her mother and grandmother, alive from the rubble of an apartment building in Turkey's quake-stricken town of Ursus. The dramatic rescue comes some 48 hours after the 7.2 magnitude earthquake toppled some 2,000 buildings in eastern Turkey. Selin Egit is the baby's grandmother.
I'm nervous and happy. God bless our government. I pray to God that my daughter will also come out alive, and I hope that my son-in-law and his mother will come out alive too. I pray to God it will be a miracle. She's only been a mother for 14 days.
It is still unclear if the child's father has survived. Earlier in the day, a pregnant woman and her two children were also pulled out of the rubble, reviving hopes for those still searching for loved ones. So far, nearly 460 people have been confirmed killed, with nearly 1,400 people listed as injured. Nearly 500 aftershocks have still rattled the area, which is located along Turkey's eastern border with northern Iran. Meanwhile, over 3,000 rescuers in the worst-hit areas are still racing against time to save people under the rubble throughout another cold night. The Turkish government is also pledging for more aid to the quake-hit area. Officials say that 12,000 more tents will be delivered to the cities of Ersis, Van and nearby villages. Observers say that Turkey's response to the quake does appear to be well coordinated, given the country's vast experience in dealing with deadly earthquakes. Bangkok's secondary airport has now suspended both outgoing and incoming flights after floodwaters breached its northern perimeter. Floodwaters are now threatening areas around the Don Mueang Airport, which sits in northern Bangkok, the worst-hit area of the capital. The city's international airport, which is on the outskirts of the city, is still operating. Meanwhile, one of Bangkok's main zoos has also been forced to evacuate several animals. The country's worst flooding in half a century, brought about by heavy monsoon rains since July, has left more than 360 people dead. Former Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has been buried in a secret location in the desert. Along with Gaddafi, one of his top aides and his fourth son, Mutasim, has also been laid to rest. The burial has also ended a four-day public display of the corpses in Misrata. The interim government is now coming under increasing pressure to investigate exactly how Muammar Gaddafi was killed. The South Korean Coast Guard has released two Chinese fishing boats that were detained over the weekend. The boats are expected to leave for home today. The two fishing boats, with 20 crew members on board, were seized on allegations of illegally operating in South Korea's exclusive economic zone. The two fishing boats and all crew members have been released after paying a fine. US House Speaker John Boehner is now laying responsibility on the Chinese currency bill onto US President Barack Obama. Speaking to reporters in connection with the US Senate's controversial currency bill, Boehner says that it should be up to Obama to take the lead on an issue connected to the value of renminbi. Boehner has also told the news conference that he views the Senate-sponsored bill as a very dangerous policy. China's television watchdog has now capped the amount of entertainment programs, which includes reality TV shows, that satellite channels can broadcast from the start of 2012. Each of the country's 34 satellite channels will be limited to two such programs each week, according to a statement issued by the State Administration of Radio, Film and Television. Under the new directive, a channel can also only broadcast a maximum of 90 minutes of entertainment content each day, in prime time hours between 7:30 p.m. and 10 p.m. The decision is designed to help curb TV channels and shows of excessive entertainment and low taste. The new rules will come into enforcement on January 1st, 2012. A valuable Picasso work of art has been stolen from a museum in southwest Colombia. Authorities at the Casa Museo Negret and Popayan said that the etching was stolen from the wall of the museum on Friday afternoon. The untitled work, which depicts the Greek god of wine, Dionysus, is estimated at $65,000 and had been donated to the museum by the Colombian sculptor Edgar Negre in 2004. The local public prosecutor's office has launched an investigation into the case, with local reports saying that two unidentified foreigners are among the suspects. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNabb.